Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Yo, it's your boy HP, Harry Panero. You already know the name, you already know the face, you know the initials for the wishes, after missiles. Yo, missiles, don't send them. Yes, Harry Panero. Welcome back, man. Happy New Year, man. Obviously, I'm joined by my one and only co-host, the one and only. There's no one like him. He's never lonely.
Oh, gone.
Yeah, that's a horrible way to start 2026.
Yo!
Man. Yeah, that's the thing though, man. Yeah, tell him something.
What do you mean he's never alone? I'm always alone. I'm an only child, bro. I had a lot of alone time.
But you're married, bro.
I'm married now, yeah. But
so you're never alone? Yeah. Bro, when you speak to me and we're talking, remember, man's got age, G. That all comes right. With wisdom.
All right.
Not the tooth, though.
Yeah. You know though. You're talking like you're 60.
I feel like it sometimes, bro.
Yeah, no.
Today, I was in a gym, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a bit of cardio. 30 minutes is how I start my session these days.
All walk right? or run?
Mixture.
A mixture of walk and run?
Yeah. Okay. So I start off with a little bit of walking.
Mm-hmm.
Get the juices flowing.
You need it.
Then I start running.
Yeah?
Lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Felt pain.
Yeah.
I said, stop running.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Mm.
Then I started.
Are you rapping?
How long did it take me to clock?
I just realized now you're rapping. This whole time I'm with you. I'm like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But generally today, bro, when I was jogging, bro, I just felt this pain in the lower back. I said, whoa.
Happens.
Crazy work.
Bro, I missed the lower back pain. Like yeah. me and my lower back, we've had issues since I was like in year 9.
What do you reckon it's because of though?
I think I've got a wound off. So I got like a big back in it.
Why?
I don't know, bro. But it's not
just
deep,
can
bro.
You?
It's not even.
Why? Yeah, all right.
So, yeah.
Can you keep it close, though? Because I just feel like today's going to be one of them days.
I'm gonna have a
you
lot of
you started off, what, 5 minutes in?
Yeah, 5 minutes in.
Crazy.
No, but come on, bro. You remember, I had sciatica.
Yes.
You know when your lower back's done, you can't move anything else.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to.
Is that your thing today?
Yeah. I might keep this just for every episode.
That's good, man. That's good. So you finished talking about sciatica?
No, yeah. So sciatica, guys, it's like a pinched nerves kind of situation. And it feels like there's a roller coaster of pain, like down your leg, your calf, like, and you can't walk. So yeah, man, just really watch, like, you get me? Like how you just watch.
Yeah. All right. So at the end of the day, things are going to happen.
Mm.
I was driving my car fast. They call me Max, not Verstappen.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. All right, cool. Look, guys, happy new year. I hope this year is everything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't really do New Year's resolutions. We just do.
I don't care about it.
No, we don't. We just do.
Generally don't.
All right. First and foremost, though, even though I know what the people want to know, how was your New Year's?
So I played basketball, went to the gym. Mm. I was on my couch when I came home, showered, ate. Yeah. Then I was just watching a little bit of Big Bang Theory. Then obviously alternated to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
So I'm eating my food, just watching that. And then I'm hearing 3, 2, 1, it's fireworks going outside my balcony. I can hear it. I'm just like, I see the lights. Oh, pretty. Carried on watching my show.
That's good.
Woke up next morning, went gym. Bro, ain't nothing but a Thursday to me, bro. I don't care. Honestly, bro, what the
hell?
Happy New Year. I'm going to change today.
Tell him.
No, shut up, man. Just it's the same day. You know what else is a new year? 30th of August to 30th of August. That's also.
No facts, though.
Do you get what I mean?
Like, what's the difference?
Like, why today? Like, I don't really care about New Year's resolutions. If you want to change, change now, man. You little pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I did, obviously, was with my little son.
Good boy.
Yeah, put him to bed 7:30. You know what I'm saying? So then I went on Fortnite.
7:30.
Get in there.
That's when.
You got to prepare, though, because he's going back to school.
Okay, cool.
So we can't do 10, got to do 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Got your question. Do you think school is the closest thing to jail?
It's a legalized jail that we don't know that we're in.
Yeah, basically.
Because who told you that I want to be here from this time to this time?
You're telling me what time to come, what time to leave, when to have lunch, what to wear,
and then why do I need to leave? Why do you need to ring a bell and then I need to run to class?
Yes.
Who told you that one?
And can I give a shout out to an individual?
Yeah.
ZZ Mills, yeah?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through TikTok, yeah, and I saw a clip of her.
Shout out ZZ.
Shout out ZZ. So she made a point once on a show. I don't even know if she believes in it, but it made so much sense to me. You know how kids get a report card in school?
Mm.
I think teachers should as well. True, genuinely. Like, ask all the kids who your favorite teacher is, blah, 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 blah. And then whoever
what
ranks
could
at the
you
bottom,
do better?
Yeah, what could you do better? Like, you, I feel like you got favoritism. Like, you don't, you show this person more love than me. You're very selective with who you want to teach.
You mix cigarette and coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
It puts us off.
I came into the classroom and there was porn on the screen and you tried to switch it to a PowerPoint presentation.
Why is your lips always dry?
Genuinely, bro. And why do you fart mid-lesson and act like we don't realize it?
You know what I'm trying to say? And why do you do snooze in the mornings?
Yes, yes. And why is there a 3-5 coming out your desk right now?
Yeah. See, I was, you know me, sometimes I was going to lose it, but the thing is, you're going to lose your mind. No, I think that's a great idea, though.
Yeah, I think teachers should get report cards.
Obviously, look, I'm going to sound stupid here, yeah? But there's certain lessons that have not benefited me personally at all.
Mm-hmm.
Algebra.
Maths, I'd say maths as a whole is very important, bro.
No, it's very important, but algebra.
Yeah.
What do I use algebra for in my day-to-day?
It's kind of like problem solving. Do you know what I mean?
Shut up, bro.
It is, though.
What? What problem?
Okay, let me say it like this. Y plus 7 equals 15. What's Y?
Okay. 8.
See what I'm saying to you? Like, you can already... You get me? Like,
you know,
it's piecing things together.
You know what you are. You know what you are.
What?
When you're wrong, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to be right. Business, yeah, yeah. Bro. You want to be right so much. I you know algebra doesn't do nothing for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely nothing.
At all, bro.
Maths does, though.
No, maths does, of course. Yeah, maths does. Algebra itself?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to me about science. When do you use science?
Okay, no, chill out. You need science.
No, but when do you?
When do I use science?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. When I'm making my coffee in the morning.
So what's the science for her making a coffee?
Too much milk. That's I mean.
That's maths, though.
Yeah, no. It's measurements. It's measurements of how you do things. And even turning on the stove. The fact that I don't put my hand on the stove, that's because of science, bro. I learned that. Without science, I would have been, I would have been handless.
Not natural instincts of a human.
No, don't put your hands
near heat.
There's no such thing as natural instincts, bro. There's only biology. Evolution.
Idiot,
evolution.
You know what you are, bro. See, evolution.
I'm losing my mind.
Why'd you go far? I told you, bro. Sometimes reverse the whip.
I just want to impress you, bro.
I'm not your wife, G. you've done the impressing. You've got the woman. She's there.
Yeah. I know.
God damn it.
Shit, sorry.
But all right, so cool. Obviously, we don't believe in New Year's resolutions for the Wooshins, Ark Wooshins.
Bro,
I'm gonna stop rapping this year.
Don't. Harry, you know you're not.
What is one thing or a few things that you need to do differently this year?
I'm going to start being more consistent on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. December was a really good month for me. I mean, uploaded 4 videos in December. I uploaded 4 videos in December. Felt good. Mm. Honestly, bro, there's no better high you get than the high of life. I swear to God, bro.
Talk to him.
It beats any zoot, any crack pipe, any needle, any what else, dude? Any sniff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you've done all of those.
I've done, no, I've indulged. So I'm saying, I'm telling you, man, there's no better feeling than the high of life. Like, when you upload and the video's doing well and you get in the comments saying Darkest is back, blah, blah, blah. And you see the subs going up and then the pockets are getting a little bit fatter.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So
that's why you wore Stony today.
Yeah, that's why.
No, that's Stony for the warning.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm wearing a stone island, but I live in a rock castle. You get me? So I'm just, I just tried something there. I just tried. Maybe it worked.
Do you know what? It did.
It did, yeah. I feel like it worked to some people.
For those that know, they know that rock means snow.
Yeah.
I'm your bro.
Yeah, I know that you know.
I used to smoke crow.
Yeah, I was about to say something so wild.
I know you was.
No, I was about to say
just
something.
Just, what was you going to say?
No, I was going to say something about blow. But like, I didn't
know. Yeah. Press it now, though.
I said I was going to.
Press it now, though. All right. All right, cool. You spoke about YouTube, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is this fixation that we both have on hitting a mil subs?
It's because we're literally at the, where we can see the finish line.
Yeah.
We're literally we're this close. We are less than 200K, like, away from it. So right now, you might as well just full throttle, man. Put your foot on the gas.
And I'm going for it as well.
Just go for it, man. Just get it.
Man's locking in. Genuinely. You see, you know what I clocked about this year, though?
Mm. What are you going to do differently?
Nah, okay. This year, I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I feel like last year, man was just doing, why this, bro? Why did this? Fuck all of that. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's about, all right, there's a problem. I can't do nothing about it apart from carry on, crack on, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Get my groove on.
Yeah.
In the studio, we turn the booth on.
Mm-hmm. Stop lying, turn the truth on.
She's a keeper like booth on.
No, that was good, man. That was good. That was
I told you, this year I'm not playing.
Hey, speaking about football, Amarim got sacked this morning.
So?
Yeah.
You want to be honest with you?
Brother, that's why I asked. I didn't ask, but I'm just saying, like...
I saw it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
When you are managing Manchester United Football Club...
Yes, talk to me.
You can't go against the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I used to wear hierarchies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. But you can't go against the hierarchy, yeah?
Yeah.
The results have been better than last season. Mm-hmm. However, I just feel like there's something that he's just not connecting with the Man United fan base the way I feel like previous managers have.
Mm-hmm.
Then his last post-match interview where he basically said, listen, I didn't come here to be a head coach. I came here to be a manager, which means I oversee everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let the board do their job. I'll do mine. Writing's on the wall after that, bro. So... Mm-hmm. Is what it is. The only thing I'm happy about is that probably now Kobbie Mainoo is going to start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Free Kobbie.
Mm.
That's the mandem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Is he good though, yeah? I mean, I know he's good, but it's like...
Very good.
Who would he start above? Like, who would he start
ahead I think, if depends on, obviously, Darren Fletcher now is going to be in charge, so maybe he might change things around again. But
nah,
me personally...
Me. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, he would have told you.
No, Darren Fletcher. Come on, bro. That's my dog.
2-6. I'll call him now.
No, you ain't going like... Come on, man. Chill out. Chill out. Harry, you ain't got Darren Fletcher's number, bro.
I ain't got Darren Fletcher's number, yeah.
No, you ain't got Darren Fletcher's number.
Who thinks I haven't got Darren Fletcher's number?
Nah, I'll put money down. You don't have Darren Fletcher's number. I would break my phone now.
Well, if he answers.
No. I'm saying, because right now, bro, that's 18 rings.
Do you know what? He's just been made the manager. So obviously, Harry Pinero calling him is a bit of an L.
Yeah, he's probably in the middle of getting knighted. Darren Fletcher. Okay.
Yeah.
How do I know you didn't just save someone else's name? Darren Fletcher?
So what I'm going to do is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this phone here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you see it light up.
Yeah.
Darren Fletcher's calling me.
I got Will Smith's number.
Say what?
I'm not even, but listen, there's no point in even bringing God into this.
Yeah. If Will Smith answers the phone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If Will Smith answers the phone,
yeah.
I'm going to give Lara 2 bags right now.
Okay, cool.
£2,000.
All right, watch, bro.
Yeah. Because guess what this nigga's doing right now?
You don't
think he's saving a number.
I swear to God, I'm not.
Called Will Smith.
No, well, I'm calling.
Yeah, Will Smith's number. He's got UK line, yeah?
Watch, bro. Come on, Will, bro.
Fuck it.
Oh, it's fine. I think he's doing Men in Black 7.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay, so I think he's cool. In the middle of shooting right now, so it's just a bit difficult.
I'm just going to call someone now.
All right, cool. You call it?
Rio Ferdinand.
Bro, none of these guys will pick up your phone call. They don't.
Oh, no, do you know what? UK number. I've got his UK. I need to say phone his Dubai number. Sorry, 2 seconds. Right.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Rio.
You ain't got Rio's number like that, man. Nah. Harry, that's not Rio.
Do. You know what I clocked? Oh, no Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi's down. Okay. You good though, yeah?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone else you want to call?
Nah. I clocked. I ain't got motion anymore, boy.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, bro, it's fine.
I think three years ago,
bro.
I was popping.
I'm telling you. Denzel would have picked up
the
phone.
Yeah, yeah, but now, you just answered my phone.
Even then, I'm a bit 50-50.
Yeah, I clocked it. Yeah,
even then, I'm
like, it's a bit like, fuck.
Like, again.
That nigga.
I just saw you.
It's what it is. But look, yeah, that was quite embarrassing.
It happens.
No, and it's a way to, and remember I said to you, I'm not complaining this year.
Mm.
What's the point, bro? It is what it is.
No point, bro.
Generally, no point. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, look, at the end of the day, yeah, there's certain things that I wanted to basically speak about. One of them being, you spoke about your favorite accent,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously...
Indian accent, my favorite.
But I think that British slang or British Cockney, so to speak.
Why?
Yeah.
British Cockney.
Yeah.
You lost your mind.
See, is that a why, Lara? It's not, is it? See, that's what I'm saying. You're more logical. Trey, talk to me. Is that a why?
Cockney's crazy.
Understood.
Cock and knees.
Yeah, okay. Why no, you... no, can I press it, please? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What's some of the best British sayings that you've ever heard?
She's having me on a bit.
She's having me. Yeah. She's having me on.
Yeah, she's having me on.
I'll tell you what, it's not. That's not half bad.
I got another one.
What?
Like, you know, when they see like a leng drawn.
Yeah.
When they see like a really like beautiful girl, they're like, oh, she's a fucking weapon.
No, weapon is crazy.
Like she's, bro, like she's dangerous.
My favorite one, one of my favorite ones, is when they go, not being funny.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny means whatever's gonna happen next or being said next, you ain't gonna like it.
Yeah.
Cool, blimey.
Cool, blimey's crazy. Oh, cool. This one, I haven't got Nish. Nish, who's Nish?
Fuck all, mate.
Yeah, fuck all's with fuck all's.
Because that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck all, mate.
Yeah.
See, this is old school. You are Trinkle.
You are who?
Trinkle.
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 Trinkle. You are Trinkle.
What's Trinkle?
It's another way of saying you're right, girl. You're right, girl.
Oh, is it?
Trinkle. Yeah, Trinkle. Look, I'll show you. See, the thing about
I believe you.
Because
Harry, I believe you.
Because the thing is, I know your thing. You're trying to show off, you little prick.
How am I trying to show off? You don't want to talk.
Trinkle means a woman in slang British, anyway. Yeah. All right, cool. Right, so look, let's just have it right. Today is a day that I stopped rapping, and I just wanted to basically do my last one.
All right, cool.
Yeah?
By all means. All
right, cool. I've been rapping for like 2 years now. No disses.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the grass around me so there's no hisses. I mean snakes in the grass. I'll never go last. Ask about me, I bottle your face with some glass.
Mm-hmm.
40 on me.
Mm-hmm.
I hit him with a blast.
Mm.
Oyce. Knife on me, I Pokemon.
Oh, Blastoise, I see what you're doing.
Brother, you're not there with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not like, there with me,
yeah,
G.
Yeah, I saw it.
And that was my last rap of 2026.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Joking.
Yeah.
Knife on me, I poke him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know! Don't touch me. Niggas want to rush me.
Mm-hmm.
Gun on me if I bust G.
Mm-hmm. Gun on me if I bust G. What's wrong with you?
All right, brother, you know I'm coming out.
You know it's just clout, a guy.
Yeah, fucking waste, man. All right, cool. So look, Darkest, we've got some...
waste, man.
Yeah, no, that one hit my soul. That one hit my soul. Clout, man.
Clout.
See, why'd you have to go far like that one there?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, cool. So we've got some dilemmas. And I want to discuss them with you.
Because
you're my brother.
Yep. Dilemmas. I'm really good at dilemmas.
Bro, you know
I'm telling you, bro. You know it is. I've been like... If it wasn't for YouTube, I think I would charge around 12 grand to each individual and I'll tell them what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Just like, I'll charge people 12 grand to tell them
just
what's
out of curiosity, what's wrong with me?
With you?
Mm.
Oh, you got a couple hours?
How long we got? Yeah.
Okay. I feel like, okay, how do I word this in a way that won't offend you? I feel like you're on a subconscious journey to prove that you're better than everyone else.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying to you? So like you try to put on this front, like, oh, like I'm one of you guys, let's connect and do all of these things. I mean, I can see straight through. You're an opportunistic little bastard. Do you know what I'm saying to you? You're just trying to pick, like, and you're very selective with who you wanna be set, like how you wanna, you get what I mean? And then obviously it comes out the ground and then snakes out.
Wow.
Do you get what I mean?
I feel like you really spoke to me.
Genuinely, bro, it's like, oh, bro.
Wow, bro.
You can't see out the window and through at the same time.
Fucking hell.
You get what I mean?
Wow.
Yep. So, it just depends on, like, what do you want out of life? Do you get what I'm saying to you?
That's something that I feel like I haven't figured out yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yes. Can you press that for a second?
Was that why?
That's a rock and a hard place. You need to tell me what the hard place is.
Fez.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This year I felt like I was understanding who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But life's in a situation where it pulls like Merson.
This is a really good shoe, you know.
That
I've got gymming issues.
That I can tell.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't bother. You
brother?
Didn't say, brother.
Okay, no. Do you know what? That's wrong of me.
Well, my mum bought me the shoes.
She didn't.
Yes, she did.
Say wallah?
No, she did.
Say wallah.
Wallahi or billahi. She had nothing to do with it. But I'm saying, no. No, I'm saying, like, You get me? She could have.
Yeah. No, of course she could have.
She could have.
But she didn't.
Yeah, yeah, she did.
That's a fact. Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you so much for dragging me.
No, Joy, it's fine, bro.
All right, so we've got one dilemma here, yeah? I want to know how you feel, how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even put your phone on silent. No, you disrespectful son of a...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Laura, why are you getting up for? You're just... She always...
You know what makes me sad that they've never seen Laura?
Laura, please, would you come on camera, please? No. Please.
You're not looking. You look fine.
You look incredible. What are you talking about?
This is the best I've ever seen you. this might be the best I've ever seen.
No, I've seen Laura better before.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
On nights, or Baller League final.
Yeah, Baller League final. She's trying to do this one.
I saw her grabbing
her fingers.
No,
her
she
like
did
this.
Yeah. When SDS scored.
Yeah.
She must have thought she was in a Taylor Swift film.
Genuinely.
Don't know. Lost her whole soul there. All right, cool. So here's a dilemma. My friend only calls me when they need something. Is that bad?
Okay, give me an example of what they need.
Okay.
Because I like the fact that my friends can call me for help.
All right, cool. You know what I mean? So we are friends, established relationship, maybe over 10, 15 years, but maybe of late we don't speak as much as we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I hear from you is when you need something. So it's not a, yo, my boy, what's good? How you been? Just checking in. Boom, boom, boom. It's, yo, bro, how you doing? Oh, I was wondering if you could. And that's the last 2 years, that's what the conversation's been.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view on that?
Okay, I feel like it depends how long it goes for. So if it's going for like a year and every time we've had an interaction, it's just you asking.
2 years. Sign.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so for 2 years, every interaction we've had, it's you just asking me for something.
Mm.
Then yeah, you got to categorize like what kind of friend this person is.
Yeah.
And also like, do you know what I mean? I might need something off you one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, for example, if it might be a YouTube video, it might be a feature or stuff like that. Like if I'm constantly saying yes to you, you better say yes when I ask you as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like we can build that sort of dynamic. But if it's money.
Why is it always money that's the one that breaks the barrier of what a friendship really is?
Because I'm not a bank.
Fair play, but you like, I mean? I think money actually is what kind of messes up so many friendships. Yeah. So like, I've never asked you for a penny.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
And I never will, inshallah,
mm-hmm.
right? But I know if I needed to, I know.
I got you.
You got me, vice versa, right?
Yeah.
I think it's because, well, this is what I think anyway. I think, you know, when like one person is maybe doing better for themselves, it could be someone who's got a well-paying job,
mm-hmm.
someone who hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that relationship is like, it's kind of like, not you're paying for the friendship, but it's like you go out to eat, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
You go on holiday, you're paying extra for the cab.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're not going to ask this person for money, and they can kind of get used to that. Then I think that's where the problem lies.
So listen, what I'm saying to you, I don't think money changes you; it changes the people around you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So for example, if you see me constantly doing this, like for example, bro, if I know my friend's like not working right now and he's in a bit of a tight spot,
yeah, I got you.
I'm not gonna expect anything from him. Da da da. I got you for this time. It's not a deep. Even next time, like if I can see that you're actively trying to get back on your feet, then I don't mind helping you. Do you know what I mean? Get out your chair in that time. But then if I've just seen you nonchalant and then I'm sort of like your dad at this point and I'm just paying for everything. Then obviously, like subconsciously, I'm going to lose respect for you. You get what I mean? Mm. It's not because I'm not losing respect because you have no bread. I'm losing respect because you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything about
Fair play.
It. You
Fair
get
play.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So at that point, yeah, I think it's just a part of growing up, man. And then you kind of have to like categorize them like, okay, cool. Maybe we're not best friends anymore because like now you don't see me as a friend. I'm sort of just like a
bank, yeah.
Like a piggy bank that you just sort of.
No, that's, you know that's
mean?
Fair.
You know what I mean?
All right. You know, I like speaking to you about stuff like this because you got a different perspective, man.
Come on, bro. I miss the perspective.
Bro, and you know what it is? It's the head shape, bro. I think because it grows and there's so much knowledge that's stored. And I think the side cranium, that's why I like.
This is where my creativity comes from.
I'm telling you.
It's this side.
Look after that.
It's that side.
I think you should really put a belly.
That's what, like, no, generally.
Put
like,
a belly even, over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a belly on this side.
A belly on can I be side. Honest with you, though, guys? Yeah. I think darkest actually is like, for a bold man, I think you've got the perfect head shape.
Mm-hmm.
Generally. Oh, fuck, you know.
That's fine, go on. You know, can we break that flipping thing? No more wives on this episode.
No more wives. Because look at the Tyreek episode. We needed it for
that. No, that was a dark episode.
We needed it for that.
That was a dark episode.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Mm. All right, I've been with my partner for years, but I'm starting to feel bored, not unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's straight to the point.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel bored, not unhappy.
See me, what I'll do in that situation? I'll go to my girl. I'll say, can I have a conversation with you? This is something that's been on my mind. And I just feel like I'd rather deal with it now before it becomes a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we are enjoying each other's presence anymore. We're mm-hmm. not doing activities. We've lost the spark in our relationship. Of course, there's still love there, but we need to build on this. Mm-hmm. We need to work together to make a common goal. So let's, okay, you're tired from work, board games at home.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of ordering in, let's cook together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some stuff that's gonna bring us together again.
Yeah.
What did we like doing when we first met each other?
Yeah.
Snorting cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that again.
A little bit.
Fuck it. Let's make it ket.
Yeah. Pop a pill.
Pop a pill.
You know what I mean, do some acid.
Let's drink Guinness 4 times in a row.
Yes.
No breathing.
Yeah. No breathing as well.
Just.
I like that, man. I like that.
Why's my hand up like that?
No, that's right. Come on, start deep.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm traumatized, bro.
So generally, if you're being serious, you're going to say, let's just start doing activities together. Let's
I
cook.
Think it depends on, again, I think it depends on the type of person that you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't like activities. They like other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most people like to do things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you smiling for?
No. I like what you're saying.
Man. Oh, okay. Cool. Like yeah, most people are like,
oh. No, try. Go.
Anyway, most people actually like activities. So, I know most women love to dress up and go for a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Do that more. You mm-hmm. know what I'm trying to say to her? Tell you to listen, babe, you're getting ready. Go get ready. Don't ask me where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Just get ready.
Mm.
Oh, babe, what should I wear? Get the heels out. Need to see them toes out.
Yeah?
Do your hair, makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
All of that.
Tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
Get Sandra to come and do
get
the little-
ready for 7:30. Not a minute earlier.
I'll be in the car, vroom, engine, vroom, V12. Vroom.
Getting a car wash as well.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Smelling.
Yep.
Got a chauffeur called Bob who's going to open the door for you.
Mm-hmm.
12p, I'm paying him.
Yeah, see, look, bro, I like this, man. I'm wet, like, genuinely.
Nah. I'm wet, it's fucking mental.
What's wrong with you today?
What do you think?
No, obviously, I think, definitely a conversation needs to be had.
Mm.
But, I say if it's just a matter of boredom, easy fix. Just start doing shit more, innit? Like, go out, try to fix that boredom. Go out, do activities, do things you actually enjoy. If you like going to an escape room, go to an escape room. If you like going to cinema, go to cinema. If you like, do you know what I mean? Just do activities. Just do shit, man.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you said you're not happy, then that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but not
bored,
happy.
Bored, just go outside and have
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, bored's a bit crazy for the way.
You can cure a month of boredom with one day of activities.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Darkest man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
All right, I don't enjoy going out anymore, but my friends act like I'm boring for it.
No, I don't think it's boring. I'll be real, I don't go out anymore.
Nah, me too.
I enjoy my yard. I love my yard.
Trust me.
You know that feeling when you're showered, you've eaten,
what?
And you're on a couch.
Tell me.
Hands down your boxes.
See that
and
one
just
there?
Watching TV. You know what I mean? Hands warm, the heat is on. Do you know what I mean? Okay, what did I say?
The way you said, you winked at me when you said hands down my boxers, and I don't get down like that.
Okay, I didn't wink at anyone.
The thing is, I'm not discriminating anyone. If that's what you're into, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't put your hand, don't tell me what you're doing and then wink at me.
Okay, I just said hand down my boxers. It could have been on my
thigh. No, but you went like that. Don't
yeah,
do
but
that.
That's my thigh, though.
Don't move as well when you do it.
Nah, see, look, chill out. See, I'm saying to you, I can't even have a conversation anymore. You don't do
no, I'm joking.
No, I tried to. No.
I apologize. Yeah, crazy. All right. No, but I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
genuinely.
I know that
feeling. I know that feeling's insane.
Aye, today I'm fucking going mad.
But do you know what I'm more into now? Holidays? Like with the man dip.
Yeah.
I love holidays with
but
the
man. But just bare man on holiday.
Just bare man on holiday. No, but there's... Hey, okay, first of all, I'm married. But I'm just saying, like, if we're going, like, there's gal there, like, where we're going. No, do you know what I mean? Like,
I hate you.
Not for me, but I'm just saying for you lots.
Shout out to K Sosa. He's a streamer, does content. I think he's hilarious. He basically said, there is no way on earth that you can be in a relationship, and your girl will green light you go into the Dominican Republic.
No, I can't do that. I'll be
Lad strip.
Hey, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I will tell, like, my missus might be, she might, she, bro, the thing is, my missus don't worry about me. She, not that she has to, anyways. But she'll probably say, all right, cool, like, go DR, but you're going to a place that's, like, this is going to be in your face. You get what I mean? Like, and you feel me? And I'm just going to say, yo, bro, listen, end of the day, who am I to fuck up God's plan? Like, if he's written out a script, I have to pan it out. Like, I have to, I sound like a scumbag.
You sound like you're so far
how
from it.
How am I using God to justify my stupidity?
Yeah, that's
it's
horror.
It's nothing to do with God. No, but I have free will.
I don't think there's a woman on this planet Earth. If they
not
if
DR. Camille, yeah. I'm not violating DR. DR is probably a lovely place to go to.
No, it is, it is. With your partner, okay,
with
fine.
Your partner, yeah, with
but
your partner.
To go on your own with the dogs them,
and
most of them are single,
yep.
Knowing that something's getting popped,
everyone's
like
got a semi on the plane.
Semi automatic on load, ready to just do.
Like,
do you get what I'm saying? It's not gonna happen. Genuinely, it's like role reversal now. Your girl says, I'm going Miami, girls trip with my girls, and you're at home in the cold, just watching her stories, magnifying glass. I mean, Miami, yeah, come
and
on.
And I'm looking at snaps, and there's a guy top right corner doing this, and I go, like looking at and I don't know what's, and he's got bread.
And it's not to say she's doing anything, but
I don't want her around.
It's not going to be comfortable for you.
Nor
would it be comfortable for her. You go in DR. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah.
No, but I think it's more dangerous. The thing is, I've always had this argument. I think it's more dangerous for. I think men have to worry about women more than women have to worry about men.
What do you mean by that?
Because women will probably get approached and get looked at more, get approached more, and you know. More things are likely to happen to them in that realm of things than to me.
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Whereas,
the thing is, this is why I respect females more. Like, a guy can go out. Don't get me wrong. Guys get moved to by girls a lot of the time. I hear it. But it don't happen as often as with a girl. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Depend on, unless you're like mad ling.
Yeah, do you get what I mean? Like, you have to be ridiculous.
And that's why I stopped going out.
Yeah, and that generally me, like, that's why that day, I said, as soon as like I saw my chest, can you...
Yeah, no. I remember, bro.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I can't really go on.
All right, cool. Someone I fell out with keeps liking my posts and acting friendly online, but hasn't reached out properly. Do I ignore it or address it?
Ignore it.
Let me tell you this one.
Is it a guy? It's a guy, I'm assuming, right?
Hold on. Salaamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
You said you call, you know, you call back. Hey?
Yeah, but you know, I'm working right now, so you're live on my podcast. You want to say anything to everyone?
No, I don't want to say nothing.
You don't want to say nothing? You don't want to say hi to Darkest?
It's a bit too late for that.
No.
You don't want to say Darkest. Hi? Oh, about to say, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Please. I'm good, thank you. I'm just telling him off.
Yeah. Mom, quick one, yeah? I want to ask you a question, yeah? You see on... Did you finger there?
Eh?
I'm saying when you go,
don't lost me.
No, I'm saying you see when you go to the thing and there's two of them there. Which one are you going to pick? That one there.
I pick that kiss.
I'll call you after. but, sorry, I had to
wait. Hold on. Now I want to test the theory.
Yeah.
Speaking about the DR situation. Give me a second.
Hey, babe.
Hi, babe, you're on speaker, yeah? I'm on the pod. I just want to ask you a quick question. You don't have to say too much, right? So, me, Harry, and like three other guys want to go DR next month. Can I go?
Go on.
No, I just asked you. We're going Dominica. We want to go Dominican Republic. Can I go?
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't mind me going, innit?
No.
That's why she's the realest.
She's the realest nigga in the world.
Realest Jenny. In Northwest London.
Yeah.
It's Jenny. Her.
Yeah. So, can I ask you a question though? Why don't you worry about me? Do you think I'm that ugly?
That's rude. That's crazy. No, it's not about that. It's about trust.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're going DR, I'm going Jamaica, mate.
Yeah.
The way we're staying in Wembley, yeah?
Yeah. No, both way, of you,
both of us are staying in Wembley, I'm not going anywhere.
that was good soccer.
Say no more. Love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how'd you feel?
Why did she have that lock? She had that locked and loaded. She had that there.
No, it was there.
Like, it was there. Like, oh, DR. Jamaica.
Bow.
And next minute, I can't. No.
No. It's not happening. All right, cool. But back to the question. Dilemma, sorry. Someone I fell out with keeps liking my posts and acting friendly online, but hasn't reached out properly. Do you know what it is? I'll put it in a way in which we can all understand.
Grow up.
No. Who's that at the door? Is that Toby?
Hi, Tobes.
Open the door. See who that was. It is Toby.
Oh, Toby Jizlock.
I knew it was Toby Jizlock.
Toby Jizlock.
Oh, bro, I know you so well. I know. Oh.
Oh, we've got another mic. Got another mic.
Man, like, Tobes is in the building. All right, Tobes, I want to ask a question quickly, yeah? We're doing this for the pods. Someone is liking posts on Instagram, being friendly, but they're not doing nothing about it. What's your views on that?
Wait, who's someone? What's the situation?
Okay, like, girl,
what's my situation?
Girl is receiving the likes on Instagram from guy, but guy isn't
messaging or being straightforward. He's just trying to do the indirecting by just liking her pictures and stuff like that.
What
but
is
he's
the
not
girl
saying
do?
Anything.
Whatever she wants to do. What do you mean, what does the girl do?
Does she
like the guy?
Yeah, does she DM him saying, rah, wah, guan, or does she just leave it there and wait for it to happen?
It depends on the kind of girl she is, bro. It's literally completely up to her.
She's a slapper.
What?
She's a slapper.
She
likes it.
If she likes it, go for it then.
Yeah.
So that's on you. What?
Okay, so I think in conclusion, just fuck the Sidemen, isn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah, basically. So that's what we're...
Every single one.
And Toby's come here today smelling like a lot of money. Just to tell me that I'm poor.
It smells good
if
as well.
If that's what you came here to do today, brother.
Yeah,
wait, what chain is that?
Why do you look so good as well?
Same one as...
No, this one here. Actually, my brethren made a chain there. Is there? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, thank you. This is how we're starting a new year.
I love you guys so much.
Love you too, brother.
Definitely.
No, we need you there, bro. Thank you. We need
appreciate
the views.
Ya.
All right, so essentially, don't listen to Toby.
No. So now's an extra quick 30K views?
Yeah, that's 30K views. Thank you, Toby, 30K views, bro. I appreciate you, brother. Putting you in the thumbnail as well.
No,
thumbnail. All right, cool. So basically, he's in the thumbnail.
For that 10 seconds.
You have to subscribe to see him. All right, cool. Last one.
Nalara, don't get me wrong. I love the whole sock thing you have. Like, it's cute. It's a fucking
girl. Yeah, it's pretty good.
On every other day, I would be like, oh, vintage Lara. But like today, it is pissing cold. You're not chaps.
Bro, you know my hands?
I can't feel them.
Freezing off.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm driving my car like this.
No, see, that's why that.
What? How is that? How?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking fuming at Rio and Fletcher didn't call me back, you know?
I'm flexible, you know?
Why are you telling me that?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just telling you.
You know,
look,
why
do
I need?
Can you do that?
Your arsehole is open right now.
Look,
it is.
Can you do this?
No, I can't.
So you can't kiss your foot?
Yeah, you definitely glogged yourself.
I wish I could, you know. I'm telling you. Alright, how's that? How? It's mine.
Yeah, today,
it's mine.
Today,
it's mine.
Today, you're showing me something. You are showing me something today, cuz. What? I said, it's mine. who else is it? All right, cool. My friend is doing well and I'm happy for them, but I also feel jealous. Is that normal or do I need to check myself?
It is normal. You can feel jealous. You know, feeling things is normal, bro. Like you can't control what you... How is that? How? Oh my God. All right. Okay. Feeling certain emotions is completely normal as a human being. That's fine.
I'm joking.
Feeling certain emotions is fine. Like, for example, you can feel jealous, but it just depends. Like, just don't move jealous. Like, don't, do you know what I'm saying to you? So just don't move jealous. Instead, try to like pick what they've done right and apply it to your life. Do you get what I mean?
Mm.
Like, iron sharpens iron at the end of the day. So it's like, instead of feeling jealous saying, oh, this guy have something I don't have, fuck him, that you can't do that. Like, instead, congratulate him, be happy for your brother. Oh, how did you do it? Da, 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 da. Maybe don't copy him, but try to... Yeah, I mean, understand the game and play it and then be good at it. That's it. Consistency is key, bro.
Wow. I'm
telling you, bro.
You are such a inspirational man.
I'm telling you, bro.
When I grow up and I have a loving home and I open the door, I want your headpiece to be there.
That brother? That should, you know, I wish it was on fire when you press it.
Yeah, can I be honest?
That
see,
was
today,
the worst
yeah?
thing you've ever said.
Today, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. No, today's just a weird day.
Okay, so Lara, what is the reason why you don't want to be on camera?
She doesn't have a mic. She can't hear.
Because I've got acne at the moment.
No, you do not.
No, you don't.
I can see. Okay, but I can see your face
I don't see a single acne right now.
I don't see an acne or a knee on your face.
No, all right, guys. I'm going to comment on this video when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
How many likes should we receive in order for Lara to be on
there. Yeah, like she doesn't have to be here for the whole episode. Just come for like 10 minutes, we'll talk to you and then...
Yeah, like how it. You feel the pod's going, like, you know, because you know this podcast has got no structure. We just vibe. Side note though, I've been receiving some amazing messages, yeah,
from pod, people.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah, people actually love the podcast.
No, but it's like, it's weird because it's like, I don't know, well, I didn't know anyway, that people really, really love our podcast, innit? But anyway, let me read one of them. Oh, here we go. This is from Alejandra Mantricon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, just wanted to take some time out of this new year to thank you and Darkest for the podcast. This year for me has been a bit tough at times, and just listening to your pod on my way to school, on my way back, or while doing homework helps me so much. You don't understand. The work you all do is incredible. It keeps people who are lonely feel a bit less lonely with your stories and jokes. So yeah, that's all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and please continue to do what you're doing because you're helping a lot of people keep going.
Mm-hmm. Can I read out a message I got?
Yeah.
That was a lovely message.
No, right, amazing there. Message.
Okay, cool. Hey, Darkest, just want to tell you and Harry, you are doing better than you think. It's okay to go at your own pace. Progress is still progress.
Mm.
Yep. Even small steps move you forward. You don't have to be perfect to be worthy. Mm. Worthy. And I'm like, God damn it, wow. Fair enough. Your effort matters. Hard days don't cancel out how far you've come. You are allowed to rest without feeling guilty. Something good can still happen today. You're stronger than the challenges in front of you. Your presence makes a difference even when you don't see it.
Wow.
No, I'm on ChatGPT.
Really?
Yeah, I just typed in positive messages. There's some good ones there.
Okay, this is the last one, yeah, that I've got, yeah? I ain't got no motherfucking friends. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side bad boy killers. You know who the realest is. Niggas, we bring it to you. Take that money. No, it's not. Yeah. First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. West Side when we ride, come equipped with game.
That's not too bad.
You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boy, niggas fucked for life. How do you know? You get the same message? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Plus Puff trying to see me weak hearts, I rest in peace. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches.
Yeah.
Love the podcast. Keep going. Jermaine. From New Orleans. It's just an array of beautiful messages that we get.
Oh, actually, can I ask you a question? Can you, what's one thing that you reckon the world's gonna judge you for that you really wanna do before you die?
I wanna know what it feels like to be on coke.
And I kind of feel what you mean.
I don't want to take coke.
I don't want to. I'm never going to.
If there's a way I could understand that feeling.
Yeah. Because you're just on go.
Yeah, I just want to know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Or if there's a drink that I can drink that makes me feel like, I don't know, maybe it could be Monster, it could be whatever, you know them?
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I want to host a FIFA tournament at a swingers party. you're not deep in it. So I want to go to like a swingers party that's happening by myself. I'm not bringing my missus. I'll go by myself. I'll bring a P5 with me and a TV in the van. Yeah, and then I'll drive there. I'll put a 70-inch TV on the wall, and I'll bring a PS5 FIFA tournament. Cause like, bro, I don't really feel like I don't understand swingers. So and I feel like people that swing haven't really experienced enjoyment in other avenues. So I'm just like, yo, FIFA. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Maybe some competitive action. You get me? And then whoever loses, wives get clawed.
But you know, swingers party is that happens anyway.
Yeah, I know. But then I'm trying to eradicate swingers
parties.
So you're
just bringing EA.
Yeah, to swingers party.
To swingers party.
Yeah, because it helps EA, it helps me, and it helps relationships of the people.
What do you get out of it?
Me? I just want to be the people. Listen, it's about how you've impacted others. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm trying to change people's actions. So like, don't come here to have sex. Come here to play FIFA. You get what I mean? Everyone one-on-one, you know what I mean? You could be naked during that if you want to. It's completely fine. You know what I mean? I'm all for nudist colonies and stuff like that.
You're sick.
How?
You're sick.
All right, cool, man.
No, guys, do you know what, man? Sometimes I wish that life wasn't so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Bro, life-
That jokes could be jokes.
Yeah, jokes could be jokes. I wish there should be a day where, you know, I feel like, you know how there's like an occasion for most things. Mm. There's like a Mother's Day. There's a Father's Day. There's a Valentine's Day for relationships.
Get to the fucking point.
No, just chill out. I'm getting there. Just let me
cook. Because you're taking the long way around.
Okay, cool.
Bro, the direction is there. You're going fucking East London to go to Selfridges.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. There should be an unculture day. An uncancelled day. There should be a day in the year you should be able to say what the f*** you want.
Yeah.
and no one can ever hold you accountable for it.
I would love that, you know.
No, but unless you did something. Like, for example, if I did something to an individual, by all means, kill me. But I should be able to say whatever I want on this one day, blah, 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 and it can never be held against me in a court of law or in the court of Twitter.
True.
You get what I mean?
There's so much things that's literally on my mind right now that I want to say.
My keyboard would be on fire.
No,
I'd say a lot. I'd say so much.
I think I'd run out of, you know, like the print of the letter
yeah.
on your keyboard.
I think, fuck some Harleys. No, I swear to see, what I'm saying. Like,
see where you have to go far.
I'm sorry.
I'll say it too, but I'm saying like, why would you, you know what I'm trying to say, bro? Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Ready to go home?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Yeah, I'm
all right. Yeah, guys, look, it's been nothing but love.
It's been nothing.
I've been Ari Pinero.
I've been Darkest.
This has been Old and Bold.
This has been
Happy
Bold
New
and
Year
old.
To every single person that listens and watches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. Mm. I know, bro. Mm. I know.
You got on some nights with the drama.
Drama.
Behind camera, we got Lara.
Lara.
I was gonna say something, but it was not tasteful.
We ready.
It was not tasteful.
I'm rolling with my animal. That's the llama.
Yeah.
That's a gun.
Yeah.
If you see it, you better run.
Yeah.
Pray to the Pope or the nun.
Yeah.
Because when I'm done, 40 on me, your girlfriend gonna come.
My tiger gonna make you lion when it see this jaguar.
Oh. If I hit you with this crack, oh, dial the police because they gonna need to pick you up.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to have the last giraffe. God, there's not many animals.
No, there is.
Yeah, okay, cool, go on.
Ahoo! That's the bird call.
Mm.
I shot him. He died slow like a turtle.
You didn't say that smoothly. You were stuttering with words.
Oh.
I made that bitch fly like a hummingbird.
Damn.
Or maybe an eagle.
Eagle.
I do shit in sequels.
Seagulls.
I don't know what that equals.
My favorite rapper is Beanie Siegel.
Mm.
After the sequels, the prequel.
After the sequels, prequel. Let's do animals. I like animals, though.
Okay.
Let's do animals.
I'm a rapper. I play with birds.
Mm.
When I fly, I go two directions like a ladybird.
Your girl kind of overweight.
Overweight.
But my dolphin.
Oh!
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
But I'm a cheater.
Mm.
I said I'm loyal.
Yeah.
But I'm a cheater.
Yeah.
I'm a lion.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot of cats.
Yeah, see? They're on the line, they're calling. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Talk to them.
You want to talk birds?
Mm.
Well, let's look at the ostrich.
Ooh.
Let's talk about your bird. She like peacocks. Yeah, it's that one. Give me another bird.
Mm. It's a parrot.
Yeah.
That I'm a parent.
Yeah.
Listen. When it comes to trap phones, I juggle those.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the wildlife, I cut through the wildlife like a buffalo. They say lion hunts in packs. That's a couple, though.
Mm-hmm. Lions don't have packs. They have a pride.
Yeah, bro. I've been Harry Pinero. Mm. This has been Darkest Man. It's been Old and Bold. And if you've been listening, if you've been watching, thank you for the support.
Can I ask you a question before you finish?
Go on.
Sorry. So speaking of animals, yeah. If there, you ha- let's say, for example, you get half a mil, £500,000 untaxed, 500 bags in your squares for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You... And one animal of your choice is chasing you. What animal are you picking?
Ant.
Are you sick? Do you know how, bro, ants aren't slow, bro.
Chase me then.
Ant.
I'll jog with you.
An ant?
An ant.
Nah, I don't know about that. You picked. That's like the Volks Astra of like the animal kingdom.
24 hours.
An ant is getting you, bro.
An ant, okay, so what? You think an ant can get me and I can't stamp on it?
No, you can't kill it. You can't kill it. So the rules are you can't kill it.
Oh, then in that case, a turtle.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I can just walk the whole time.
No, but I think I'd make it a bit more challenging for myself. I'd make it a bit more challenging.
You ask me and I tell you what I say.
Okay, cool.
What you do is not what I do.
Okay, I'd pick a pigeon.
You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're fucked. By the time you walk, right there, no, landed on you.
I'm done.
Lara, what would you pick? Say that one more time in English.
Sloth.
She's a sloth.
Yes. You know, you said it like a smoker.
No, the phlegm was there.
No, she said it like
just
a smoker.
Just sloth. Okay. You sound like Max.
You sound like...
All right, guys. Well, listen, I hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Sounds like Max is crazy.
And we'll be here next week, man. Peace.